Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The rain began 7 days after Noah and his family entered the ark. The storm continued unabated for 40 days, with the underground waters joining in the deluge from above. As Genesis 7:11 puts it, quote, "On that day all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened." This swept away all living things except those in the ark. However, we should not confuse God's temporal judgment with eternal judgment. True, all those who willfully rejected the message perished. But those unable to respond by age or mental capacity would not be forever lost. At least I believe that is the meaning of the Savior's words, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven." Matthew 18:10. When he spoke regarding an adult who had made bad choices in life, Jesus said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." But when speaking about little ones, instead, he said, "The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." See the difference? No doubt little ones need saving, but not seeking, because they haven't willingly gone away from the Lord. Something to consider, at least. Now, one thing more. Christians are sometimes apologetic about God's wrath, but he isn't. His wrath shows he takes what we do seriously. If what we do doesn't matter, then we don't matter. I'm not like a piece of fruit that couldn't help being rotten. I choose to sin. But notice, the same floodwaters that punished the rejectors of God's message also lifted up the ark to safety. In the same way, the wrath of God poured out on Jesus at the cross is how the believer is saved. Praise God that for those who trust him, all the judgment is past.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.